fast, a little oomph, a little ah. So I hope until next week you're going to keep on keeping. Do remember that you can listen to the show on podcast if you're unable to do so right now. I'm going to have to love and leave you until next week. I say God bless, be good, and celebrate life because it is quite short. Coming up next, Queer FM Extra with Aidan Saint.
It's all about choice, yeah.
Why are they love you like this? They talk to me, I just didn't waste my time. If I make you the mother of my kids, yeah. You know I love you, girl. You know I did, what do you care? They ask me why are they love you like this again. I say, you are my sweetness, I, and I go make you my princess. Yes, God, now my witness. That's why I just did tell you, see my love.
Remember I tell you, see, they make my heart, they make my heart. Because you love me so, with you everything is well. We could be together forever. Sharing anything, nobody can separate us. Remember, I tell you, say, they make my heart, they make my heart. Because you love me so, with you everything is well. We could be together forever. Sharing anything, nobody can separate us.
Dozen flowers, bed of roses, Cupid's stories, love amazing, everything blazing. We are here together, it's like Google and searching. Honeymoon feelings, strings are touching. No more fronting, it's you I want. People are feeling, but I'm not. I don't want to see the ending.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing. A
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
Survive.
hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, so make me your radio, turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, to sing along to my stereo. Yeah.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if a yeah, chicken trappy, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any slipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm playing with that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a home to make you understand, I sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And all my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. Come on.
My heart's a stereo, it's for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Oh, 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 yeah. Let's go.
Make me your radio, turn me up when you feel so low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
Like, was an old school 50-pound boombox. Would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it louder every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hear me sing along and grab me by the hand and keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. Yeah,
my heart's a stereo, it's for you, so listen close.
So hard to find.
I take my pen, hold it closer to mine.
Closer in mine.
That love is every notch in my mind.
Oh,
my
oh, let's go.
My heart's a stereo, it's for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Oh, 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 yeah, let's go.
So play me your radio, turn me up when you feel low. You so sing along to my stereo.
Well, 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 hello, Vancouver. It's Aiden Saint. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. How are you doing? Hey. These guys are just real hogs of the radio. Hey, so did you survive? Well, you know, that's always a silly question. And I've got Samantha Mack. She's recovered from her Las Vegas adventure. Okay, not quite recovered. Don't you think it's really interesting when people come up to you, Sam, and they'll say, so, did you survive New Year's Eve? And you'll say, no, actually, I'm dead.
I enjoy when people are stupid.
No, I had someone ask me that. So, did you survive New Year's Eve? No, actually, I'm a phantom. I'm a figment of your imagination. I actually was killed in a car accident on New Year's Eve, and I'm haunting you.
You see dead people.
So we hope you had a great holiday, and if you haven't yet finished partying and enjoying your holiday, well, we're going to play some music for you. We've got some really fun, interesting, and kind of odd things to play for you, and we're going to do some radio business just now. Come back with some of Sam's playlist, some of my playlist, and some crazy, crazy stuff. So stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.
Snug into the city, strung out on lasers, slashback blazers, ain't all the racers, pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe, walking on Snow White, New York's a no-go, everything tastes nice, Paul Jean Gina. Like a man, but smiles like a reptile. She loves him, she loves him, but just for a short while. Scratching the sand, won't let go your hand with it. Says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair from making up underwear. Poor Jean Gina.
Amazing, absolutely live on Top of the Pops.
That was actually amazing. That was David Bowie from the 1973 from the BBC archives, dressed, of course, as Ziggy Stardust from the Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And for those of you who weren't around for 1973, well, he looks really interesting and amazing. Sam, so what? She looked. That's David Bowie. So it was kind of interesting, eh?
Yeah. I'm young because I don't know who that was.
David Bowie?
No, I mean like in 73. That's before I existed.
Yep. Well, it's I was just wee at the time too. So, but it was really, really amazing. Just kind of a new concept. He just showed up and created his own thing. And then he went away from that. And people were saying, well, what happened to that? Hey, it was a phase. It was something I was doing. Relax. Well,
awesome.
It was pretty cool. Well, we've got some other really strange internet videos, songs, some stuff from our music collection, but I'm a little bummed. I was expecting to go down to the polar bear swim thing, and we've been talking on the show about Sam wearing some sort of bikini or body paint or whatever, and then something weird happened. I got this really weird sort of thing on Twitter, and it said from Samantha Mack, I'm on my way to Vegas. And I'm going, oh, okay, cool.
And that was at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
The night before. So, yeah, I got, I had like 6 hours notice to up and pack my bags and go to Vegas. I got a message saying, hey, we've seen you perform. You do stuff and we like it. Come to Vegas and do it. And I said, are you serious? And they said, yeah, I could be at the Bellingham Airport by 6 a.m. And I went, are you serious? And so with 6 hours notice, I like flew home and packed my bags, had a quick shower, drove out to Abbotsford, dropped, I was babysitting my ex's dog. And this is the only thing holding me to Vancouver. So I was babysitting my ex's dog.
Oh boy.
So I convinced my parents to babysit the dog for me, dropped off the dog, zipped across the border. And it was actually the second easiest time I had crossing the border.
Yeah.
Because normally I have quite a hassle at the border. I beat my record. It was only 3 minutes for me to cross the border this time.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's like my best time yet, which is awesome.
Wow.
But I have hassles at the border. It's comedy.
They
every time.
Love you, though.
Oh, they love to hate me. But
so what are you doing down here? You're not working, are you? Are you transporting any illegal substances?
It's not even that they're worried about, like, before it was like, oh, what are you transporting with you? Now it's just like, are you working? Are you making our American dollars? That's all they care about. And so to be like, no, I'm not making money. I'm just going to Vegas for New Year's. I'll spend my money, I promise.
I'll spend all of it.
But yeah, no, it was really amazing. So I got to go to Vegas. I got to be a wedding singer. It was really awesome. There was, we basically spent the majority of my time at the Flamingo. Got to sing in front of a bunch of people and some couples kissing in the dark. I had a great moment. I was dressed up. The people who were organizing this, people who I was meeting with, there were some fancy people who were up there in the rock and roll world involved, and I was tangled up with these people who were awesome, and it was a very whirlwind, very quick, God, do everything you can weekend.
Uh-huh.
But
oh, here comes the but.
I was dressed up because I was meeting these people with big fancy names.
Yeah,
and I had this nice little dress on with like the high waisted skirt with the gold top and just a nice daytime glamour look, if there's such thing as a daytime glamour look.
For you, Sam, yeah.
As I sit here in my pajamas talking on the radio.
Oh, well, hey.
But I was in Caesar's Palace at the mall, and I had to pick up something from Mac. And so I was going to the escalator, and I don't know if you've been to Caesar's Palace, but the escalators kind of work in like a spiral downworld system.
Yeah.
And so I went over to this one escalator, and my hair is parted in the center, and it was black, and it was straight, and it's pulled down, and high-waisted skirt, and ass out to there, and tits out to here. And this one guy turns around on the escalator, starts walking back up, and goes, Kim Kardashian! And 40 people mobbed me, and I went, actually, I'm Sam Mack. And as fast as the mob, like, swarmed me, they were like, oh, sorry, and they faded away.
Oh.
So for, like, a split second, I was famous, and it was so awesome. And then they realized I wasn't Kim Kardashian, and they all went away.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Way cooler than last time I was in Vegas when they thought I was Snooki. So definitely a step up.
You know, and 2011 for Samantha Mack was the year of being Snooki. You were tagged as Snooki in Vegas, and then again at Winter Pride.
Oh, I know. I'm not Snooki. I am more than 4 feet tall.
That was freaking hilarious.
And I don't get drunk and have guys punch me in the face. Just to clarify, I'm not Snooki. Or Snooki related or anything close to
there's no Snooki thing going on here. No. You're not like in the fan club or anything.
No, not at all. I am not a part of this Samantha Mac looking like Snooki business. It's not.
Well, you're not. First of all, you're not orange.
No.
Okay.
No, I pay good money for my tans.
Well, yeah. So, was there any awkward moment? That's the thing that I'm always amazed about wedding singers and MCs and things at weddings. Is that one thing, that one time when that really drunk person gets up on the mic and just starts going off?
Oh, see, the great thing about this Vegas wedding is that it was New Year's, so everything was so pre-planned. Like, there were so many performers that were flown into Vegas to be in Vegas for New Year's that, I mean, everything was organized, and it was like, bam, bam, bam. The wedding itself, I mean, took all of 4 minutes. Like, it was so quick. Like, the minister, I got to pick a beef with here. I have to pick a bone with him. I was doing my little song. She came down the aisle as I was singing. It was When I Saw You by Mariah Carey, beautiful song.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't butcher it too badly. They had their beautiful ceremony. The minister was not happy with the length of time it was taking her to walk down the aisle. And like, he was just a doofus, to put it nicely. But I was sitting there in Las Vegas, and I was looking around, and it looked like the couple that was getting married next was a little fabulous. And I said, is gay marriage legal in Las Vegas? And the minister looked at me with death in his eyes, like as if I had just told him that I had hoot his mother. And he goes, absolutely not. We would never do that. And I was like, really?
It's like, dude,
you're Las Vegas. Like, you marry anyone.
This is Vegas. I mean, just down the street, Elvis is marrying people in a drive-thru.
Exactly. And he's like, no, he's like, we have morals. We would never, ever marry a same-sex couple.
We have morals.
And I was like, morals? You're Sin City, honey. Yeah, really. Like, are you kidding me? Like, and that's the funny part is we did the whole wedding barefoot because the bride's feet were hurting her heels, and she didn't want to be the only one not wearing heels. So we all took off our shoes for the wedding ceremony, which is hilarious, by the way. And he got really angry that we took our shoes off. And I was like, you know what? Like, I believe we're the ones paying for the wedding here. We can take our shoes off if we want.
It sounds like our man needs to like take a vacation somewhere other than Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was really pissed off about his whole anti-marrying of gay people. Yeah. That bothered me a little bit. And I was trying to turn on the recorder on my phone fast enough to like get him being a jerk, which I didn't quite get in time. But the couple getting married next, the man, he was wearing like a military jacket, shaved head, he stands up and he's like, you're asking about gay marriage? And I thought he was just going to rip me a new one. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, what's the big deal? Like, you know, who cares who loves each other? He goes, and he has a notebook full of his vows. And he goes, you know, it doesn't affect my marriage. And I'm like, you have a very valid point. He goes, why do I care who marries who? He goes, I care about who I marry and nobody else.
Good deal.
And I was like, that's so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I find the whole thing is pretty ridiculous. In fact, the political season down in the United States is heating up because they're less than a year from electing or re-electing a president. And yeah, the gay marriage thing is this huge, massive deal right now. And it's
George Takei for president.
Yeah, really. It's just amazing how this has become such a hot button issue. And I'm just sort of curious. I mean, we went through that here in BC and in some of the other provinces where marriage counselors could or were trying to refuse to extend their services to gay and lesbian couples. And at least in BC, they basically said, hey, you don't do your job, you discriminate, we're taking away your certification.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We're not even going to, this isn't up for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And they just screw around in the States. It's just this whole big like moral issue. Yet divorce is so high. It's like, oh, get over yourselves. Really? So, all right.
Do you know what I found funny about Las Vegas? Is there's just as many wedding chapels as there are bail bond offices. I want to know if there's a correlation between the two.
Well, you know, a lot of fights can break out. You never know. Well, you know, I found something kind of cool that I wanted to play here on Queer FM. And I thought if anyone would appreciate it, it would be Samantha Mack, because this is one of those weird internet videos. And you got to check it out. It's the group is called C2C. And essentially, it's... I don't even know what the name of it is. It's just an acronym. It's an acronym, F-U-Y-A. I'm sure it... I have no idea what it stands for. I'm going to have to look it up. But it's kind of a cool little song. We're going to play that. We're going to do... Barb Snellgrove is still sunning herself in Hawaii. And... No, Mexico, excuse me. And so we're going to do her a little... We're going to do her little van bag thing while she's out. And play some other music for you here on Queer FM Arts Extra. We're going to play a quick commercial and remind you, we're sponsored by The Fall Tattooing. So if you need to get modified, you need to get beautified, you need to get some sort of really bad tattoo that you got when you were drunk on New Year's Eve, have no fear. Go down to The Fall Tattooing. They can take care of you. All right? We're going to play this for the Mario Theater. We're going to be right back with some more fun here on Queer FM. CITR 101.9 FM.
You got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
Evening passengers of Flight 114, this is your pilot speaking. We're approaching some rough weather patterns ahead and expect some turbulence. So please look to the front of the plane as your flight attendants help us go over some air safety tips once again. Everyone, please make sure your seat belts are securely and properly fastened. And please note that in case of a water landing, your seats can be used as a flotation device. However, in the unlikely event that we crash land in the mountains, we would ask that you please refrain from resorting to cannibalism. We have plenty of food to last all of us through the winter. However, in the unlikely event that it takes more than a few months for us to be rescued, we have prepared a lottery system for deciding whom to eat. Passengers will be selected one at a time from economy class, starting from the fattest. They will fillet and be served to the passengers in first class. This will continue until we are saved or we run out of economy passengers. All right, well, we're entering a really bad part of this storm now, so please don't be alarmed if we are hit by lightning. It'll cause the lights to flicker, but other than that, it won't harm us one bit. However, in the unlikely event that a bolt of lightning strikes us and causes us to be sent through a rift in the space-time continuum, transporting us to a land that time forgot, a land where dinosaurs still roam the Earth, we will need to form a tribe. I will be chieftain, and the flight attendants shall be my brides as we attempt to populate this strange new world. My first command to the tribe will be to find a good supply of flint for fire. Then the women will search for edible roots and berries, while the men hunt for dinosaur meat. Gentlemen, please keep in mind that some dinosaurs are quite dangerous and should not be hunted. The T-Rex, Velociraptor, Pterodactyl, etc., etc. The ideal prey is the Triceratops. They provide a lot of meat and are fairly docile and easy to kill. The key to strangling a baby Triceratops is to grab it by the horns and pull back, exposing the soft flesh of its neck. Then, just stick your fist in there, closing off its air supply until it goes completely limp. Then it's good eating for the whole tribe. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to inform you of this, but a bird has just flown into one of our engines. We are going to crash in a fiery, long-lasting death. Everyone bow your heads, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, in the unlikely event that Christianity isn't the one true religion, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. That covers us with the Hebrews. However, just in case the Muslims got it right, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Okay, so what do you think?
I have a airline flight person who I fly with who needs to be sent that right away. That was so funny.
Well, we will take care of that for you. Here's another little bit that I wanted to play. This is C2C here on Queer FM. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Queer FM Arts Extra. We decided we'd have a little bit of rap here because, you know, it was bad meets evil. So you can check that. You can check that song and several other songs out on our website and on our Twitter feed and our Facebook feed. And we got all kinds of stuff going on. We had Rihanna and Calvin Harris featuring Kelly S. And it was called Bounce. And, you know, it's a bouncy kind of day. Hey, Samantha Max. So, you're going to be running around town doing your normal things that you do. Now, you have a standing Wednesday night event. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, that's over?
It's done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't go there anymore.
Okay, well.
Yeah, they were getting too many private bookings for Christmas and New Year's, and there's no longer a Samantha Max X Trivia at Smiley's.
Well, find someplace. You'll find someplace else.
It's not like I don't make sex quizzical other places.
Indeed so.
Sex Trivia at Smiley's has been canceled until further notice, thanks to all the private bookings, which is good for them, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us, because you're all around town during the week, what other stuff do you have coming up?
Tonight we will be at the Fray with Patrick Maliha. Patrick Maliha is the world's best impersonator, I guess. He does the most impressions in 90 seconds, and he has the world record for that.
Wow.
He's hosting a variety show at the Fray tonight. There will be 10 slots. The Samantha Mac, will have one of those slots. And we will be competing for the grand prize of $100 Canadian.
Oh my God, that seems like such a lot of money.
It is when you don't have a job. No, it's a lot. It'll be a lot of fun. I've been to the show a couple times. It's really amazing. You get to vote. The more drinks you buy, the more votes you get. If you buy the food special, which I believe is some sort of fries or chips or something like that, shareable basket, you get like 2 votes. So it's a lot of fun. It's very interactive. The audience goes nuts. There's some great food, some great drinks, and some great comedians show up, and some musicians, and some dancers, and it's a good place to meet people, I'm not going to lie. It's the Fray on Fraser.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. When does that start?
That starts tonight. I believe the show starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay, and anything else going on or possibly coming up? Something that people need to look forward to, because God knows you're always doing something.
Well, on Thursday, There's, you see, the AVNs are coming to Las Angeles. No, Las Vegas in a few weeks.
Yeah.
On the 18th. That's when that all starts up. And I don't know if you guys know, but there's a lot of porn stars here in Vancouver getting ready for that right now. And on Thursday, there's going to be a ton of people in the industry getting together for a little shindig. There'll be more information about that on the Twitter and on the Facebook, so stay tuned to see what happens. But I happen to know that there's a lot of sexy people coming to town to get ready and dolled up and pre-party in Vancouver before we head down to Las Vegas for the 18th. So this Thursday, keep your ears open. There could be something going
on.
Well,
there you go. You heard it here first.
And not like you guys haven't seen porn stars before. But.
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, this is a big big deal going from the Rio Theater to Las Vegas on this deal. So there you go. we wanted to do a little bit of let's start over. Hey, we wanted to do a little bit of Barb Snellgrove's Van Bag, but she's not here. So we're going to try our best to do a little something here. We have a couple of things coming up, and wow, it's like there's this hole of nothing that happens right after New Year's. Do you ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
There's like nothing. The first thing that really, really, you know, caught my interest is in the 21st of January. So we're going to have to do better for you next time, Barb. Well, no, there's something really fantastic happening, actually, and that's Bloody Betty's Urban Legends Show. Have you ever been to a Bloody Betty show?
No, never.
Oh, it's fun. It's gorlesque. And if you haven't ever seen a gorlesque show, it's definitely worth it. It's not a Gallagher kind of thing. They don't have plastic sheets. You don't have to do that. But it's over at the Cobalt, and it's definitely worth seeing. It's Love You Dead and Entertainment and Griffin Stein Design are cooking up a special show. But don't eat it. You might get ringworm or tapeworm, or you might wake up in a bathtub with no kidneys.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah. These guys are really crazy. It's gorlesque performances, amazing stuff from Bloody Betty and the Deadly Sins, Little Miss Risk, Jenny Magenta, April O'Peel, members of the Van Dolls, Mink Sphincter, Plot Digger Films has a special guest performance. There's live auditions. There's contests, prizes of over $500. From a whole bunch of folks, and we're not going to go into that, but you can check it out. It's Friday the 13th.
Of course it is.
9 p.m. at the Cobalt. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. You need to check it out. Bloody Betty is amazing to see, and because we said so. Also, Dan Savage Live. Yes, your favorite columnist with all kinds of crazy advice for young couples in lust is coming here to Vancouver. The Georgia Straits putting it on. It's Dan Savage Live at the Vogue Theater, the 21st of January on Saturday. Doors are at 7. You can get tickets. They're on sale now. And I'm actually hoping to get him on the show. Dan Savage has been around a long time in Seattle, and I'm from there, and met him at a party once. Cool guy. Really tall. I liked him.
Awesome.
Another thing that I wanted to mention, no, I'm not mentioning the Hanson brothers. I don't care. Sorry, I just don't care. But there's a little small event. It's called Geeks After Dark. It's a public event that's happening. And get this, it's featuring a whole bunch of English comedy, TV stuff. Doctor Who, oh gosh, they've got a little bit of everything on this thing, but it's for you geeky folks, and you know who you are, that want to come out, check out some fantastic costumes. It's really a lot of fun. It's a great event. It's at the Cellar Nightclub. It's Friday, January 27th. It starts at 6, goes until around 10 or after. They have. They're saying the hosts are the 10th Doctor from Doctor Who and Arthur Dent, which is kind of amazing, and you have to know a little bit about some of that to know who those people are. But they're also going to have a costume contest, dance party. Entrance is $10 with a costume, $12 without. They're going to have some burlesque talent there. It's really a good time. You need to check it out. Diamond Minx is going to even be the balloon girl, so Doctor Who, Red Dwarf, Shaun of the Dead, Space, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you name it. Get your geek on. It's going to be smashing, darling. And you know what? That's it.
That actually sounds like fun. I've been getting emails about this Nerds After Dark, Geeks After Dark. And I've been ignoring it, but actually it sounds pretty cool.
No, I'm going. That's it. I'm just going. So the other thing that I did want to mention is, have you ever had one of those experiences where someone, I can say that I hate very, very few things or people in this world. Okay. I mean, absolutely despise.
Okay.
As if they were on fire, I wouldn't urinate on them to put them out.
Oh, wow.
I did not use the word piss. So there's this one person in Vancouver that has had single-handedly tried to make my life a living hell, tried to get me deported, tried all this stuff.
Don't just talk about me like that.
Well, you know, you're kind of a bitch. No. This gal did this and
oh, I remember this.
And sent me a freaking Facebook inviting me to her house to meet her her friends. She's in love. Really? Really? Are you out of your damn mind? So, if you're listening, which I doubt, really? Yeah. No. My God,
wow.
it's like you're looking at this and going, are you out of your damn mind? It's like, if I never see you again, it'll be too soon. So,
wow, ballsy.
Yeah, it's like, right? You've got a big brass pair on you, babe.
Like, this is hilarious. It's like, dear friend who I tried to get deported, please come to my address. Here's my private address.
Yeah.
Come and join me because I'm happy and in love. Like
really? Yeah.
Oh, bad human. Bad.
It's like decline.
It was clearly spam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like. It's like post on an event wall, not on a bet.
Ha.
Yep, there you go. Not on a bet. Boom. Done. Just like, wow. Oh my goodness. I wonder, and in Facebook, people can just add you because they want to.
That's what I think find really funny about Facebook is you can create a group.
You can, yeah.
Like, I like to do this. I created a group called Who Likes Aiden Saint's Junk? And I invited all of my guy friends to it.
Oh, wow.
Right? I did. And then I took myself out of the group. And some of my friends, like my dentist, was like, Sam, can you explain to me why I'm in a group saying that I like Aiden Saint's junk? And I'm like,
well, I heard the rumor.
I'm not the one in the group, so I wouldn't be the one to ask now, would I? He's like, I'm pretty sure you had something to do with this. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you just like other guys' junk.
Yep. You never know.
That's the joy of Facebook, is you can totally prank your friends. You can make a group about anything, absolutely anything. You could add whoever you want, and then you can just let them duke it out for themselves.
You're just so evil.
I'm in some pretty crazy groups on Facebook, not going to lie.
Well, you know, so am I. It's just part of the being a little bit crazy, you know, kind of thing. So
I'm kind of over it.
Well. Well, hey, we have to do just a little bit of radio business. We're almost done. It's almost an hour. And we'll be right back. I have something for you, Samantha Mack. It's from the Swedish House Mafia.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we got a lot of new music from the UK and Europe. We're going to be playing more of that here on Queer FM. But first, a word from the Bike Kitchen on CITR 101.9.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Never sleep, never get tired.
through urban fields and suburban life. Turn the crowd up now, we'll never back down. Shoot down the skyline, watch it on prime time. Turn up the love now, listen up now. Turn up the love. Who's gonna save the world tonight? Who's gonna bring it back to life? Far from home, it's for the better. What we dream, it's all that matters. We're on our way, united. Turn the crowd up now, we'll never back down. Shoot down a skyline, watch it on prime time. Turn up the love now, listen up now. Turn up the love. Who's gonna say?
Drop the verse. It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original Rough Shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side. Pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash. Stacking up the cash fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. It's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound.
baby, never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so freak, what you heard? Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't be a fucking thing. Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake broads? High shows and proves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your in Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen
no
and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl,
it up.
Got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
no diggity.
I got the bag.
And that's
this
the,
goes out to all the women in the world, especially.
And there that's the go. End of our show. Yeah. It's like, wait, there's a button I need to press.
It goes out to all the women in the world, yeah. Especially her.
Especially
it
her.
It don't matter your race. It don't matter your color.
As long as you can pay to get in. All right. Well, we are going to step aside and going to get out of here, Vancouver. So, wow, my name is still Aiden Saint.
And I'm still the Samantha Mac.
And we're out of here. We're going to play a little bit of music until Sup World starts here shortly. They're running around out there trying to get coffee. I think it's just a little bit early. So this was Queer FM Arts Extra, and we will be back next week on Tuesday. Tune in on Sunday night for Queer FM. You can check out all the fun stuff. QueerFMVancouver.com, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, we're there. Queer FM Van, check it out, and we're out of here.
Peace!
More from Samantha Mac's playlist?
Yes.
Sweet. Okay. There it is.
Baby, let me see. You might get a little more loochie. G-string having oh so much fun. Playing inside.